In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the great mysteries which we as human beings experience is the nature of time. In perhaps the most famous philosophical discussion of time, in Book 11 of his Confessions, St. Augustine says, "What then is time? If one ask of me, I know, but if I wish to explain to him who asks, I do not know." For us Christians, the mystery of time is related to the mystery of creation, since God, who is timeless, created worlds and creatures outside of himself. Some parts of creation, such as the angelic orders, are wholly spiritual and eternal, and thus they are able to participate directly in the beatific vision, the blessed realm of God. But our human condition is partly spiritual and partly material, and therefore we are subject to the limitations of space and time. But we can also conceive in an obscure way, through a glass darkly, as St. Paul put it, something of the infinite beauty, the perpetual richness, and the everlasting joy of the kingdom of God. We are given one image of that kingdom in the first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the beautiful messianic vision of the peaceable kingdom, where the calf and the young lion graze together in the meadows with a little child to guide them. "There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as water covers the sea." This vision of Isaiah points on one level to the eternal kingdom of heaven, where all things will be made new, and every tear will be wiped away, and we shall see God. As such, it is meant to give us encouragement and hope of a better life, as St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans. "Whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by the encouragement of Scripture we might have hope." But Isaiah's vision can also be understood in the context of salvation history, as predicting the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came to earth to set us free from sin and death and to restore humanity to our original vocation, to become sons and daughters of God. And so in our gospel reading from St. Paul, John the Baptist cries, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." In the Greek language in which the New Testament was written, there are two common words for time. Chronos refers to the order flow of time, the hours and days and seasons, as measured by our clocks and calendars. But there is also another biblical word for time, kairos, which means a crucial time, a time of decision and great meaning. Most of our lives are lived in chronological time. We get up and go about our normal activities as best we can. We eat, we work, we play, we love, we sleep, and for the most part, we are comfortable with these activities and with the rhythms of chronological time. But every so often, we are faced with a crucial decision or with a life-changing event. It may be the death of a parent or someone we dearly love, or of our own approaching death. It may be a catastrophic event, such as September 11th, 2001 was for so many Americans. Or it may be how we react in a life or death situation, like a soldier in battle or a doctor in an emergency. Or we may have to answer a question which will shape our lives. What sort of education will I pursue? What kind of work will I do? Whom will I marry? These are kairos moments when we make decisions which will define our lives, not only socially but morally, and not only before our fellow human beings, but also and more importantly, before God. They define what kind of people we are and what kind of people we want to be. When John the Baptist preached repentance and the coming kingdom of God, he was proclaiming a kairos moment for the people of Israel in the first century, but not only for them, but also for us today in America, and for all people of all ages and all lands. Because his message was one that would transform our whole understanding of the nature and purpose of human life. The kingdom of God, that timeless realm of perfect peace and justice, would break into our world, not as a thief with violence to rob or harm us, but as a little child with gentleness and humility to lead us home again to our Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.